PCC could offer four-year degrees sometime in the future. Earlier this year, officials in California's community college system gave approval for 15 California community colleges to start offering four-year degrees as soon as next year, following in the footsteps of 20 other states that already allow junior colleges to do so. There are limitations to the offerings of these degrees. The junior colleges cannot offer four-year nursing programs or programs that already exist at nearby state schools. It is estimated that the cost for students to complete these degrees could be around $10,000, half the cost of tuition at a Cal State. Some community college leaders are concerned that the colleges may not be able to provide students with programs that require costly training equipment and qualified faculty for a lower price than CSU or UC campuses. There is also fear that this new program will create more demand that will worsen issues of student overcrowding on community college campuses. Others are concerned that the students with a four-year degree from a community college will not be taken as seriously by employers, as junior colleges do not hold the prestige of a university. In recent years, getting a four-year degree has become more difficult for students as applications surpass available space at UC and CSU campuses, forcing them to raise admission standards as well as tuition. Supporters of the program believe that having these low-cost degrees for majors in technical fields will increase the number of students who become qualified workers who are needed in those fields and could otherwise not afford tuition. Libby Hall, an older PCC student who has been attending the college since 2006, talks about what she thinks.
I think it's a very good idea because there's people out there that really can't afford to go to the university or don't have the time because of their situation, be it financially or because they're unable to go to college full time. This would give them an opportunity to get their degree, whatever they're offering, and I think that'd be fantastic. It'll encourage young folk or anybody to come in and apply for junior college, knowing that the results are going to be positive in the long run, that they don't have to transfer and so on and so forth. I think that you've got a better chance that an employer is going to approve of this because it shows that they have taken the time out to gain expertise in their skill, that they made the effort to go and learn about their trade and get this degree. Absolutely. I mean, an associate's is fine. The higher we go, the more it means, the more value you add to your skills. That's what it's saying, that I'm willing to improve and better my skill and to take it out there. And I want you to look at me first, because this is what I did to get noticed first in the workforce. We as a community and voters are really adamant about education. So if we have to put in that extra percent to make a point that this is important, this is meaningful, this is about education, this is about improving oneself. So, yeah, PCC should be a part of it. PCC has a good name for itself. So I think that this would be good to get PCC back on track, and it shows that PCC cares about the community, the education of the community, and the youth and seniors that are interested.
Unfortunately, PCC was not one of the 15 schools chosen to participate in the pilot program, but the school is still interested in offering these degrees. However, PCC does not currently have programs with the credentials needed to offer four-year degrees, and so many additions to faculty along with funding would be needed to make it possible. This is Diva Ward for Lancer Radio Network News.